Hey, Eastside locals. Just in time for the holidays, Advanced Airlines has another great deal for you. Advanced has extended a special 10-pack of one-way tickets at an extreme discount. $155 per ticket to the LA airports and $165 per ticket to Carlsbad. Flights leave Mammoth Lakes on Thursdays or Fridays and return on Sundays or Mondays only. And yes, they are fully transferable. Go to visitmammoth.com/flylocal for more information. Offer cannot be combined with the locals discount code.
Welcome back to Eastern's Here Now. This is Dan Jackson. Sorry I've missed you guys, but you know what? Santa brought me the best present that keeps on giving, the flu. So, I'm going to try to power through this here. Please, don't mind my voice. Inyo County's Board of Supervisors will look a lot different when it convenes for its first meeting in 2023. They will be welcoming District 1 Supervisor Trina Orrell and District 3 Supervisor Scott Marshallin. We'd like to say thank you to Supervisors Rick Pucci and Dan Tothero as they retire with a combined 20 years of service on the Board of Supervisors. Orrell and Marshallin are not the only new faces joining the county team. New Inyo County Film Commissioner Jesse Steele replaces longtime Film Commissioner Chris Langley, whose service has been greatly appreciated. Steele can be reached at 760-938-0144 or film@inyocounty.us. Orrell can be reached at 760-878-8818 or toro@inyocounty.us. You can contact Marshallin at 760-878-8791 or smarshallin@inyocounty.us. And coming up for the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Monday, January 2nd will be open mic at Distance Brewing. Thursday, January 5th will be Joey Henderson live at Distance Brewing. Or go to easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the full calendar of events.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Caltrans announced today that it's completed a project to improve safety on US 395 in Mono County. The $21.4 million project includes $13 million in federal funding for the construction phase. Construction on the North Sherwin Shoulder Project began in April 2021 with 2.4 miles south of the Lower Rock Creek Road to 0.3 miles north from November 2021 to May of 2022. Construction paused while the project was in winter suspension. The project widened the highway shoulders to the 10 feet and improved sight distances around curves. Construction crews also installed new retaining walls, flattened soil slopes next to the highway, replaced or installed guardrails, upgraded drainage systems, installed skip rumble strips between travel lanes and shoulders, and added a bicycle right turn pocket at US 395 and Lower Rock Creek Road. Let's have a look at the Mammoth Snow Report for December 29th, 10 a.m. Snow conditions, packed powder. Daily temps at 29, base depth of 85 to 165 inches. Winds are moderate. There's 165 to 236 inches of seasonal snowfall, 5 parks open, 20 lifts, 145 trails. Full storm ahead. December was good to us, already delivering 8.5 feet of snow at Main Lodge, and much more at the summit. It's time to flip the calendar to 2023 and look ahead to the next round of storms, which are already in full swing. The week kicked off with 2 to 3 feet of snow, and the forecast is calling for another large atmospheric river event to bring a warm storm and heavy snowfall through Saturday night and throughout next week. One thing is certain for 2023, and that's fresh tracks for everyone. This is one of the busiest weeks of the season. Be prepared to travel in blizzard conditions, always carry chains and know how to use them, and use public transportation when possible. Be aware of the dangers that come with deep snow and snow immersion suffocation. Ski and ride with a buddy, and always keep your buddy in sight. For the latest road conditions and chain controls, download the Caltrans Quick Map app, or check out our road conditions page at easternsierranow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app for the link. Well, that's going to do it for me today, and just in time because I am losing my voice. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.